Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 3 hours on AM 760 WJR. My name is Ken Carverly, and I am the outside guy.
Very concise. Very good job.
You know, I had to write it down.
Yeah, you read well. Chuck Brightstein, the inside guy, happy to be with you. We've got a bunch going on, part of which will be you participating in the show by calling in. But we're going to talk to John McFarland, who we really don't get a chance to talk to John very much.
No, we don't get a chance.
He's kind of become a big CFO, so I don't even know what position. John runs a great company, and we love what his company does, and we're looking forward to 10:30, right?
Yes, sir.
Talking to John.
Yes, sir.
We also have the opportunity from 12 to 1 to talk to another great bunch of people.
Great team.
Yeah.
Oak Electric.
Awesome what they built. And John's building the same thing with the McFarland Painting that Oak Electric has built.
Yeah.
But we'll be with Oak Electric from 12 to 1. So, man, going to be a lot of fun. You're getting to be an old man.
Getting to be?
Can you lift one of those 5 gallon jugs of water?
I could bench one of those 5 gallons of water. Empty.
I can't bend over and tie my shoes. The thought of hauling a 40-pound 5 gallon jug of pure water and spending $1 a gallon for it is still kind of tough for me. And I think about the alternative. I told you my brother got a reverse osmosis system like Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions years ago. And all they did was tie it to their kitchen faucet. So you can get a glass of good, pure water anytime you want.
Yep.
You don't carry any jugs. Yep. You change the cartridge once or twice a year, and you're done.
Which Beauchamp, I believe, knew that for you.
Yeah.
Change those cartridges.
That's amazing when
anything
you think about
it. Anything you need for water. And let's announce this. Their Fenton location is open. Now, they now have 4 locations, Fenton, Howell, Heartland, and Waterford. And it is Salt Sale Saturday. Great deals on not just salt, but the best salt you can get for your home.
Yeah, there's a huge difference. And so, you know what? I love their mantra, love your water, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. We're going to take phone calls, after this segment?
Why not?
Are we going to try our vanity number?
It's vanity. I don't know what's going on. It's working just fine when I tested
it. Let's give them
both. I spent hours on the phone trying to figure out what was wrong, and they're like, there's nothing wrong with it. Drives me crazy, and it's working. 888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897.
Our article this week appeared yesterday in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News on negotiation. And hopefully, it's so tough, you and I, every week. It's like, gosh, you get through 700 words, 750 words, and you want to do 900. You want to tell people more. But we can't. And the idea with that article was to put people on an equal footing with what they should be looking for when they're interacting with a good sales advisor, sales representative from a company.
Right, yeah.
I liked Niall Sheena was talking. Was it last week we spoke with Niall?
Yes, sir.
And he mentioned the fact that our guys just go in to educate. We don't try to sell anything. We just try to put the consumer in a position where they know what they should be buying. Because we believe our product is what they should be buying. If we educate them, they'll buy our product.
Believe it or not, because I was that guy for years, I am not a good negotiator. I have never been a good negotiator, and I'm okay with that.
Why do you say that? Do you take offense?
No, I never take offense. Because when I'm selling something, I just rather ask a fair price. If you want to buy it, buy it. If you don't, don't. I don't want to put something up for, whatever I'm selling for $5,000 to hope I can sell it for $4,000.
So you're talking strictly price.
I'm talking price, but also me on my end, the years that I did this with someone trying to negotiate with me, no.
But again, you're talking strictly price, right? When you say people want to negotiate with higher PSI
They'd ask me maybe, can I take out the steel or can I add? Yes. Taking out the steel, the answer is no. Add more steel, yes, to a point. When can I get it done? I have a graduation party coming up. Can I get it done in the next month? No. If I could, I would, but I can't put one thing. I wouldn't put anyone back that was already on the schedule to fit somebody in. It's just not fair.
I agree.
And a lot of times when
you committed to Mr. Smith last week, you can't change that.
no matter
this
what.
This week to sell Mr. Jones.
Yeah, no matter. That's an ethical thing to me. I just wouldn't do it. And price as well. Like I said, when I gave somebody a price, I felt it was the fair price. And if they tried to talk me down, I would say, okay, if you want to talk me down, that's fine. But what are we taking out of the product? Well, I don't want. Well, no, it's not fair. And I've always been that way.
1,000% on that. If I quote you a price for a specification, and you want to change the price without me changing the specification,
right?
Well, no, that's not going to happen. Actually, that's one of the things we talk about in the article. So many companies come in, and they'll quote you a number for a specification, and as soon as you balk, they lower the price. It's like,
Chuck, well, they would literally, if they did that to me, they would lose my. I might not be rude to them.
Psychologically, what does that do to you?
If they could have given me for $10,000, but they quoted me $15,000, that tells me that they're just trying to make more money. Because no matter what,
Do you care that they're deceiving you?
I care they're deceiving me. Okay, yeah. Because here's how I've always been. Because in my company I had for years, I was never the cheapest guy. I made that clear. I'm not going to be your least expensive contractor. As a matter of fact, I'll probably be one of your most expensive contractors.
You and I never are advocates for the cheapest contractor.
So I always, in my life, I would never do that. I wouldn't negotiate because I thought I didn't want people doing it to me, so I wouldn't do it to them. So if someone came to me. I told you I got garage doors just recently. Okay, I ordered them. They're coming in about a month. He gave me a price. I went, that's a fair price. You got a good company. Let's make this happen. I didn't try to negotiate anything. I really didn't. I did say, how much more if we put a certain garage door opener in? He goes, I'll give it to you for cost. And he put it in for cost.
See, that is part of a negotiation, though. And unfortunately, everybody does what you did immediately is went to price. And that's what we're trying to get people to get away from. Because here's the thing. We use the example of going through a drive-through. If you pull into McDonald's drive-through, you know you're going to spend X dollars.
Sure.
You just want timely food. You want it quick. And you want it to be predictably flavorful. You
decent.
Want the Big Mac to taste like the Big Mac you know, right?
Sure.
And the fries to taste like the fries you know. The only complaint you're going to have, you're not going to go in there and say, I'll tell you what, give me two number ones and I'll give you a buck less.
Try doing it with your heart surgeon.
Well, any of those people, right. They're going to laugh at you and you don't do it. You know, you don't change specification because you know what you're going to get. And right. your only complaint, again, is if the specification changes. The food isn't any good or it takes 40 minutes to get you what should have taken you 5.
Sure. Sure.
And we try to put that in perspective that two people want different things out of the deal. You want my money if you're selling me a driveway, and I want a driveway.
Right.
So we are not opposed to each other. We're actually parallel to each other because you want something different than I want. You can give me what I want, and I can give you what you want.
Absolutely.
So that should be the basic fundamental of any negotiation.
I agree. It's an interesting study.
It is.
Because also, I mean, guys like you and I, it's a different time than when we were doing it now. I mean, honestly, companies, it's just like the UAW, the negotiations coming up. The labor has the leverage.
They do this time, don't they?
They definitely do this time, yes.
I'll tell you what, a company that you don't have to worry about value when you give them your money for a new roof are the folks at Kearns Brothers Roofing. You and I have liked them forever. They brought in a great guy a few years ago in Mark Kramer to keep running that organization, and I think he's actually even made it better than it was, don't you?
Yes, sir. When you think of a new roof, we want you to think Kearns Brothers.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. 888-654-GUYS or 800-859-0957. We'll take your calls at either one of those because we really don't care what number you use as long as you ask us your question.
And
right?
You stick around here to at least 1 o'clock. Listen to the guys. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to our good friend John McFarlane from McFarlane Painting. Great company. You need to listen to that. And then at noon, we're going to head over to Oak Electric for the grand opening. Great company. When it comes to standby generators, this guy rules the world here in Southeast Michigan.
Well, speaking of that.
Yes. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Rochester. Good morning, Mike. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And a question that I have is I've been considering a home backup generator. And, you know, I looked at the Generac, and they specify less than 5% total harmonic distortion. Sounds like a good number. However, I can't get them, even at Generac, manufacturing to tell me that that is safe for old appliances. I was shocked. I was shocked. I called some of the local installers, too, and asked them, and I appreciate their honesty. They say, we don't have anything solid. However, you know, the story, we've been doing this for a long time. I hear you. I've got 40-year-old appliances. The Joe Gannon says, Mike, keep them repaired shape. Don't, you can't replace them. You can't find anything like them. So that's really my frustration, and I can't and I tried calling some of the manufacturers of refrigeration equipment as well, and, you know, it's like impossible to get a hold of anybody there, you know, in engineering to talk to them. So I thought, you know, maybe you guys ran into something that has
Let's, for the sake of other listeners, when you graph electronically electricity flowing through a circuit, it creates a wave pattern, and the cleaner the wave, the more consistent the wave, the cleaner the electricity, the less the distortion. And we talk about dirty electricity being a big issue, and generators in particular, 25 years ago, were notorious for creating dirty electricity or a lot of harmonic distortion. So having said that, are your old appliances in jeopardy with under 5% total harmonic distortion? Probably not. We have not seen any evidence. It's funny. We were just talking to Gary Papilla, and we talked to the folks from Lake Point Electric and Pat Kelly. Gosh, we've got so many the folks at NECA. And it just hasn't been an issue
Never.
With the new generation or of generators.
That's
so
encouraging.
I wouldn't worry about it if it were me.
Okay.
I don't disagree that it's hard to replace. Boy, you got that old Maytag washer that's on its 30th year and it's doing you a great job. You don't want to lose it.
Yeah. Really.
But let me throw this out too. How often do you lose power?
Well, you know, in my area, I've been here in Rochester Hills for about a little over 35 years. And, you know, quite honestly, when we had that 2 or 3 day outage, about 10 years ago, that's been the worst. Other than that, at the most, maybe a couple hours, very infrequent. It's really been solid. But I'll tell you, what really concerns me is the government and how they're trying to, you know, change this whole energy picture around and force industry into it, and they're taking control of it, and that's the reason I'm doing it. I just don't trust the government in our power.
Well, you're speaking our language there, but we try not to get political, because the reality is if they decide to shut off natural gas, your generator won't work either.
I figure that's the last one. Yeah. Gasoline, get rid of that. Joe Biden was in with China back in 2013 trying to take control of the energy. So,
we were just talking about vehicles that way with all the computers on the new trucks. They could shut shit down remotely like they do the combines in the cornfields. But let me be just a touch facetious here. If you don't have frequent power outages and you're getting this strictly, you know, because it'll provide you more peace of mind than practical application, really all you're really concerned about is either your furnace or your air conditioner, your refrigerator, and your sump pump.
That's right. AC, I can live without AC. It's the heat in the winter and the real, you know, cold period.
Yeah.
And that's really it, quite honestly.
It really is. And if you boil it down to that, and for the sake of discussion, don't run your washing machine during that two-hour power outage.
Correct.
Or dryer. And I hope you appreciate, you know, where we're coming from with that. Then it becomes a moot point. But we have not heard issues from we've got a lot of really talented professionals installing a bunch of these. The guy we're going to talk to from 12 to 1, I think they do 8 a day.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's perfect. I'll make sure.
You know, OK Electric.
Yeah, excellent.
And if they were having those kinds of issues, I guarantee you, he'd know about it.
Yeah. I figured you guys, we had the contacts out there, so you'd be able to, you know, have a little bit more any ears to the ground kind of thing.
No, that's a great question, Mike. We appreciate that you've took the time to call us and ask us today.
I used to work with suppliers in my lifetime my working environment, where we supplied the industry with inverter power supplies for heat treat and forging applications. So we manufactured inverter power supplies for industry, and this started probably back in the late 50s.
I'm not that old. I started in the industry. However, we would specify 1% total harmonic distortion. Now, we're doing AC-DC-AC conversion, so it was really pure and clean. And then we would be within plus or minus 5%, or excuse me, plus or minus 10% of the 480 input feeding for voltage that we would be able to control on also. So maybe I should buy one over there and do something with it. But at any rate.
Wow, that's why I'm saying the 5%. That was back in the 50s?
Well, when I was in business with them, your 70s and 80s.
Okay. That is fascinating. I mean, plus or minus 10% is one heck of a range. Plus or minus 1% is one, really clean, nice stuff.
Yeah.
Nice electricity.
Well, they didn't want to throw crap back on the line, you know, and have the electronics, you know, with all the automation that was in there and the electronics on the controllers, motion controllers, servo controllers, and all that go awry and wacko.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But I appreciate your background and response on that. That helps me, and I'm going to make sure. You said that's from 12 to 1 that the gentleman's going to be on. Perfect.
I'll tell you,
the whole company,
great team, and boy, they do 8 a day every Monday through Friday.
With great warranties as well.
Yeah, they're like the biggest in the country with what they install.
Are they on your website by any chance?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Okay, Oak Electric.
Perfect. Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Sounds good.
Stay in touch with us, Mike.
It. Okay, thank you. God bless.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Cool. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking to the owner of McFarland Painting, which is just an awesome company that does a lot more than painting.
Yeah, John McFarland wants to come in and say thank you. He's got a program to say thank you to their customers. Paint, save, and win. Stick around for almost 2.5 more hours of the Inside Outside, guys. Like we said, coming up next is John McFarland from McFarland Painting.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. We're going to invite you to take advantage of the telephone lines after we spend a few minutes with John McFarland here at 888-654-4897.
Chuck, we got an email the other day, which we get quite a bit, and it's a very simple question. Do painters need to be licensed in the state of Michigan?
It's a good question.
It depends what decade you're in. Let's let our guests come on and answer that question. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Do us a favor, answer that question, because we know you know the answer to it, buddy.
Oh, gosh, I wish we were licensed. They got rid of that a few years back, and we're not required in the state of Michigan to be licensed anymore, but we should be. And McFarland Painting has 3 individuals with builder's license, and I really think that was a misstep by the government to not, you know, continue the license for the trade. It really should be, but unfortunately it's not.
How are things at McFarland Painting? What's going on there?
That's great. It's great. We've had a nice, fairly dry summer. The crews are out there just chewing through work, doing good stuff, and enjoying everything, really.
Got to tell you, John, there's many things we love about McFarland Painting, but one of the biggest things is you guys, your handyman division, because for us in other areas, let's say it's in, you know, St. Clair, where it's just too far for you guys to go, we have to find the listener a painter and a handyman. But if it's anywhere near you guys within an hour of McFarland Painting, we can just send them McFarland Painting and know you guys can take care of it all, and you are such an easy referral for the Inside Outside guys.
You know, I was on a job site yesterday, believe it or not, and I did some soft close hinges on cabinets and adjusted some doors, and I can still turn a screwdriver, apparently, so that's great.
Probably felt good, didn't it?
I love being out there. I feel like it gets me out of my office, and the four walls are closing in, and I had a great time yesterday afternoon with a couple newer hires, kind of training them on some hardware and some fasteners, and I would miss that. You know, life is simpler when you're out there hanging out with customers and having a good time.
You know, it's so true. I was out with the big boss at WJR this week, and he got back to his roots in sales and how much he loved it. And when I go out and I'm working outside, I love it. I know you do too, Chuck. And what we all originally started with that started our passion in the industry, when we get a chance to do that, it's refreshing.
It really is. Yep. You've got a great company, John. We appreciate it. Now, you want to give back to some of your amazing clients, is what we're told.
Paint, save, and win. What is that all about, John?
There you go. So we're trying to book our winter. You know, we're a seasonal business, and the winter is definitely when we're slower. We want to keep everyone happily employed and making money and doing jobs and doing good stuff. So we're entering customers that are booking jobs for the winter, 5% off guaranteed, sometimes more discounts than that. But the Lions, guys, the Lions are going to be good this year, I think. So we're giving people Thanksgiving Day tickets to the Lions.
Wow.
Thanksgiving Day.
This yep. year, yeah. those tickets, I think this is the first year they have sold out all of their season tickets this early in the year. I mean, their first
I heard that
time
yesterday.
Ever. Is that what it is?
Yep. Yep, and my wife is funny. So she said, "Did you guys actually buy these tickets? Because they're going to be hard to come by." I said, "Yes, hon, we're not going to run a promotion and then be caught without tickets and without the prize. So yes, we have the tickets for people, and I think it's going to be a hot commodity." So
I think what you're doing is extremely smart. You know, when I was in business, I would look to schedule winter stuff early in the year. But you guys doing it like this is phenomenal. So I want people to make sure they hear this. If you schedule a winter quote, not only are you going to get a better price because John wants to keep his people busy, but you have a chance to enter for these Lions tickets giveaway. And let me tell people, too, if you're thinking that you want to get a job done just before Christmas or just before the holidays by MacFarlane Painting, you need to call today. Wouldn't you agree with that, John?
Absolutely. And we book hard dates. So, you know, people have busy schedules, and I don't want to break anyone's heart, but it's August. And so the winter is coming not that far off. So, you know, with us, with our clients, we like to say, hey, if there's a time that's good for you, you got people coming in, you're hosting parties, whatever you're doing, book it. Lock in that date. That date's yours. We're never going to change that. And then things happen the way you want it to happen. You know, it's been successful. The first week or so of the promotion, people are booking stuff. They're hosting Thanksgiving. They have Christmas coming in, and they're doing cabinets, and it's going to be great.
That is really cool. Now, how will the contest work, John? Are you just anybody that books for a certain window on the calendar, you're going to automatically enter them? How will that work?
Yeah, anyone that books for December on, so December, January, or February, is going to be entered to draw. And to be honest with you guys, I think we have so many people that are getting into this. I don't know that drawing, you know, one pair of tickets is going to be enough. We're going to have to do something else. So we're talking about Red Wings here, maybe two. And then kind of next month, maybe doing something different for those folks, because it's been wildly popular already. And we've only been running it
a
week.
How cool. So. Maybe your wife will not let you give those tickets away.
Yeah, well, we host Thanksgiving, and if I could go, you guys want to go to the game with me, that'd be great. We'll come back and eat food, and I can get out of the kitchen a little bit. That'd be a great idea.
That's great. That's great. That's a great offer for people. I want to remind people, the interior work that MacFarlane does is absolutely phenomenal. Go to their Facebook page. Take a look at their before and afters, your handrails, your cabinet painting, the cabinet accessories you guys do. You make a kitchen look brand new. Without the brand new price, 734-564-6664 gets you MacFarlane Painting, or you can go to MacFarlanePainting.com. And as always, you can find MacFarlane at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Wow. Cool, John. Stay in touch with us on this, will you, please?
I will. I'll let you guys know how it goes. And I think you're probably excluded from entering. Sorry to break your hearts, but
we always are.
You know, for better looking customers, guys.
We're used to it. Have you shared this on Facebook yet, buddy?
We have. It's on Facebook. Yep, it's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. And it's on our website, too. So,
yeah, you know what
I
was going to say?
You guys supporting us and sharing it. It's been good.
Oh, we love what you do, John. You have a great company, then you take great care of our listeners, which is the most important thing to Ken and I.
You know, we post so much, I forget what I post, but we posted this a couple days ago at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, so they can check it out there as well. John MacFarlane, owner of MacFarlane Painting, thank you so much for coming on with us today, and thank you so much.
And a good dad.
For taking great care of our listeners.
He's got great kids,
yeah,
too.
I got
a great
these
family.
Four kids looking at me. We're going to find something to do today. It's beautiful out here, guys. Just check it out.
Love it. Love it. Love
thank
it.
You, John.
Thank you both. Have a great great weekend.
God bless you, buddy. Have a great day.
God bless you.
We'll see ya. Bye-bye.
Do you remember talking to his baby girl first
time
we ever?
Yes, I do.
What a sweetie.
At the home show.
And she was good. She spoke right out. It's so funny because sometimes these kids will kind of tip their head down and not say anything when you talk to them.
Oh, very personable. Yeah, very personable.
And when you sing at the Hope Show, there's John and his bride and the kids, and it's just a great family. We love them.
We do. And I tell you what, his business is an anomaly in the painting business. Very unique that you have a painting company, because most painting companies, that's a minute, Chuck. It's two guys in a van. And there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of guys do really well with that.
Yep.
John's taken it to a whole new stratosphere, not just a level, but a whole new stratosphere.
He's turned it into a true profession.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got trained technicians that do, like you said, the kitchen cabinets, the drawer fronts,
right,
the stair rails, you know, the stairs themselves. And he's partnered, networked with key people like Granite Source. So he can come in and give you, like you said, a brand new kitchen in a week or two, even though you don't have to tear everything out and destroy the house to do it.
Right.
And make it gorgeous for a lot less money than you would tearing everything out.
100% agree.
We love the company. Good company.
It's an easy referral. Like I said, it's a very easy referral because so much of the trim work, people are always asking for trim work and finished
inside and out.
And that's the area we can say we got a guy.
You know, you talk about an easy referral. When people have foundation issues or think they do, they might not even be a foundation issue, but it's showing up in the basement. We've got people we trust to go out there and give our listeners an honest assessment and solution.
But just like John McFarland, we don't just trust them because of the company they have. We trust them because of the people they are. And we see some of these owners, and we see they're such great people, like Joe Marth, who served our country, who's been a retired fire guy, who we actually found because of his honesty to a homeowner out there. One of the many reasons the guys love referring Foundation Solutions 360.
Having more fun than we deserve to have, but hey, that's what radio's all about, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
being
sir.
Passionate and having fun. It's funny because Mark Hollis is passionate about athletics, and he's got a great show tomorrow before we come on.
Yep.
And we listened to the folks before us, Cam and Jim, on Saturdays, and the car guys. And everybody was really passionate about what they do, and they end up being great shows because of that.
I
think if they were talking about something they didn't care about, it'd probably be, I think I'm going to change the channel. But they're good shows.
You're right.
I enjoy them.
Great energy.
Yeah.
A lot of very good energy. Hey, we'll take your phone calls for any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
So how do people prepare for a negotiation? Here's what we tell people. Try to tell them in this article yesterday, and we have for, gosh, we're into 16 years, right, on the show?
Yep.
Sit down and ask yourself, whatever the project is, new driveway, new deck, new kitchen, what is your maximum we're never going to spend more than this budget? This is just you and your partner, your spouse. But figure out, A, what that's going to be, because you know you're going to have to exchange money for the service and product, right?
Right.
So what – generator. It was interesting. We were talking to Mike from Rochester earlier about buying a generator, and our question to him, how bad do you need it? How often do you have power outages?
Right.
Well, really, in the last decade, we had one that lasted for 3 days, but that was it. You know, it's like, well, then it really isn't, let's be honest, a priority. It's kind of something you've put your focus on, and you said you want to get one. But if you walk away from that transaction, Mike, are you going to suffer doing it? And the answer is probably no, because he doesn't have a lot of power.
I agree. Right? I think one of the biggest mistakes people make in the start of anything is they don't do the research.
Yeah.
Because someone may say what you just said. Okay, I'm going to say $15,000 is my maximum going to pay for a standby generator. But once they get someone to their house, they realize really what they want. They got three bids all for in the 20s.
Yeah.
And they didn't do the research first to really understand what they needed. We got an email this week, someone asking us that exact same question. What is the best standby generator out there? And the response was Kohler, Generac,
Briggs and Stratton.
Briggs and Stratton. Yeah.
Honda.
They're all
so many good ones.
Great generators. They all have great warranties. And you and I every time are gonna default to who's installing it and what kind of warranty.
The installing retailer.
There you go.
So the person you bought it from that's also installing it.
Exactly.
Don't buy it from company A and then have company B install it.
Years ago, I remember my wife and I had a problem with a vehicle. We bought the van down in Royal Oak, and then we moved north up to the Clarkson area. And we had this. We didn't sell it to you, so it's not our problem.
Sure, of course.
Oh, that made me so angry. And you're going to get that if you do what you just said.
You are. It's funny because we were at the beginning of the year, we wanted to buy a new watercraft from north. We always keep two Sea-Doos, and one of them died on us last year, so I knew I wanted another one. And I researched it. I went online, looked at used ones, looked at new ones, and I told myself I'll spend X dollars tops, right? So then I started to stop in and see what was available. I knew how many horsepower I wanted. I knew what I wanted because I had had one, right? Did yep. the research, like you said, had my list. And a woman quoted me $2,500 less than my maximum that I was going to spend for the exact machine I wanted. And part of my list was I want it within a couple of weeks. I don't want to wait till next December.
It's summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime. She met all of my criteria and was lower in price, so I made the deal.
So you didn't have to do any negotiating?
No, I really didn't. I mean, it was...
See, and I appreciate
It was me throwing out my list. I don't want this. I do want this. I do want this. I do want this. How much is it going to cost me? She gives me the price. I said, we're done. We got a deal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, how much deposit do you need? But it's only because of I did what you said. I prepared. I researched.
Right. Right.
I had a budget.
And I respect that so much because here's what so many people are going to do. Even though it's a great deal.
Can you do any better?
What if I make my decision today?
Oh, could we play with that?
That drives me crazy. My wife was buying some product recently. She's on the phone just this week, and I heard her say, can you do any better if I make the decision today? And my wife's a better negotiator than I am.
Is she really?
Well, because she loves the haggle. She loves the garage sales.
That's funny.
She raised our five kids. We raised our five kids, but she's the one who bought all the clothes.
Okay.
And she was very much into yard sales. She's very much into the Goodwills.
That's
kind
a valid
of thing.
Question. I'll ask people. One of my questions was, after she gave me the price, was, if I give you cash, does it make a difference? And her response immediately was no.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
But if it had been,
I used to get that all the time. I said, well, yeah, then I don't have to go to the bank and
exactly. Worry about a check.
Right.
Or a credit card being canceled 6 months from now or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and here's the thing. Once you negotiate and you get what you want, don't keep going for more. Those people, I can walk away
That's
from
why you
time.
Need to know what it is Absolutely. Ahead of time.
Absolutely.
When have you achieved what you want out of the transaction?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because if somebody says to you, if I say to you, Ken, tell you what, if you can reduce that price $3,000, I'll sign today. And you go, yep. My first two thoughts are negative. My first thought is I could have had more. My second one is, yeah, how much has he got built in there? So it's a negative that you gave me.
It's a negative on both sides because I just gave up $3,000 that I needed because I needed this job. So to me, in my opinion, that whole relationship.
Well, hopefully you didn't give it up if you needed it.
Well, right. But if I did, now now here's the thing. You're now thinking, wow, he gave that up easy.
Too easy.
Yeah, too easy. And I'm now thinking.
And I could have had more. So I have two negative responses to the fact that you reduced the price. The number I asked you to reduce it. And my first two responses are negative, not positive.
And in my head, I'm thinking, this jerk just beat me up over $3,000. It's a $100,000 job. This jerk just beat me up over $3,000. And
hopefully
me,
you didn't let me take it from you if you needed it.
That's why it's so important. I mean, if two people go in with an honest desire to have a negotiation, it says in the article, both people walk away getting what they want.
Win-win.
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 Both people gave up a couple things. Big deal. That's a negotiation. And we do this every day in life. Every day we do this in life, whether it's our spouse, our kids. We negotiate every day.
You'll hear these instructors nationally. If somebody doesn't walk away feeling like they lost something, it's a bad negotiation. And I always disagreed with that. I've always believed it should be a win-win. And primarily because of what you and I started with at the beginning of the hour. You want different things.
Right.
You want my money. I want a concrete driveway.
Right.
Why should either one of us have to lose?
Right. I agree. Now, you going into the negotiation, you going into a job or into bid a job, what kind of things do you want to know before you go into that negotiation about the homeowner? or from the homeowner.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mike that we were talking to again. I'm going to go back to him with his generator. I want to know how much he needs or wants what I sell before I invest my time, effort, and energy and expertise. Here's my thing. When I was building houses, if I sat down with you and your spouse or partner for 4 hours, I was going to give you, free of charge, thousands of dollars of free information.
Yeah, that drove me crazy from my experience. About what you did. Yeah.
But you know you're going to. They're going to ask you a question. You're going to say, well, if you do this, there's better value, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I want to know how motivated you are. That's number one. There's probably a list of 6 things we can talk about during the show.
Absolutely. You're right. We're going to continue discussion when we get back from break, along with taking any and all of your housing questions at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
You know, if my air conditioner dies on me and it is really hot the balance of August and September and I call CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, they're going to know that I need air conditioning. But this company will not take advantage of it. They'll charge you the same thing today that they would charge you for air conditioning in December.
Yeah, but they're going to try to help you maintain that AC unit over the years for you don't have that kind of emergency. So whether you need a new unit or you need new maintenance, contact CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. Look forward to spending the next couple of hours with us. The next hour will be you and us talking about your questions, concerns, or comments. And then from 12 to 1, we're going to sprint over to the grand opening of Oak Electric. Great company. I mean, just an amazing company that Gary Papilla has built over there. You know, in September, you and I were talking, we're going to be at a show with Jennifer Mefford. And she represents NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association.
Great guys.
Oh,
great, great guys.
They're wonderful people, aren't they?
Yeah, the residential program that they're doing, you know, for so long, you would never think NECA, IBW for residential, but they started a residential program that is not only price competitive with everything else out there, but the warranties and the quality companies.
Yeah. Right up
there with the best of them. Absolutely. Yep. We're going to be with them at the auto show, I believe.
Yeah. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And you said mid-September? I have to depend on you for those dates.
Yeah, mid-September, I believe is what it is, buddy.
Okay, so we'll share more information as it becomes available to us over the next couple months. 888-654-GUYS, which is 4897, or 800-859-0957. We'll open up both of those toll-free lines, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got a lot of questions about decks lately. People wanting to replace their decks, replace the boards on their decks, and they don't know what's the best value to go with when it comes to the top of their decks. And
I've got to do that in the next year. You're doing it
do
now.
You?
Yeah.
Tell you, our friends at, it's slipping my mind here, Chris Rigney at Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
Remodeling. They've got a steel deck. A steel decking that is watertight. And I put a video of that decking on our Facebook page a couple days ago.
It's a beautiful product. I remember seeing that at the home show. How many years ago did we meet, Chris?
Oh, gosh, 7.
Because he had that set up as a display, and I remember just being in awe of that product. It was really cool.
Yeah, and what people don't realize, here's what I'm seeing a lot of too, Chuck. I'm seeing a lot of decks that are maybe 2 or 3 feet off the ground, and they're enclosing the underneath part of the deck. But it's a wood deck or it's a composite deck.
Trying to decritter them.
Yes. However, if you enclose them and you still allow rain to get, and this is most decks, rain to go through the top of that deck, you are just holding so much moisture underneath that deck. That's just not good. It's going to prematurely get rid of that deck. And if you have a steel deck on top where the water hits and goes right off, and you put those sides around that deck, that is phenomenal.
The skirting.
Okay. That is just a phenomenal look, and knowing that you don't have all that moisture underneath the deck, yeah, it'll last forever.
It's funny because when we build a deck that's close to the ground,
yeah,
one of the concerns that you don't see people utilize, especially the do-it-yourselfers, is drainage. And having a good drainage bed and not having organic soils under there where weeds will grow. Because it's like you said, if water gets through, as a little sunlight gets through, you can have weeds coming up between the boards.
Right.
And we got the habit years ago of making sure, A, that the native soil sloped away from the foundation. We would put down black plastic. We'd put down stone. And then we'd build the deck. So you had a drainage layer underneath there and minimize the opportunity for anything to grow under there or for water to be retained under there, like you said.
Right. So if you're looking at redoing the top of your deck, make those choices. Think about those choices. If you want a wood deck, it's going to be least expensive. A composite deck is going to run more, probably even with the steel decking on top. But if you're in a backyard, too, that gets no sunshine. If you're facing north, you get a little bit of morning sunshine, a little bit of night sunshine. That steel deck is a better option, in my opinion, for long term. And then once you put that on, you don't ever, ever, ever have to worry about sanding it, stripping it, restaining it. Because a lot of the wood decks that people want to replace, they're asking about one or two boards in the deck. And it's very hard to replace one or two boards, strip everything, and stain it with the kind of stain that we like, the penetrating stain, and to get those boards to match. Those boards still stick out.
Depends on the color you started with, but I don't disagree that, you know, if you have to replace one or two, it's going to make it tougher. But if you're using what we recommend, a transparent oil-based stain, it's a lot easier to blend those colors and to hit them once a year.
It is, but with Chuck, and I do not want to want people to hear this, is we don't want any kind of a I don't like a solid stain, because a solid stain is a paint. That's all it is. And when you paint a board, especially on a deck board, if you're lucky, you're going to hit 50% of that board itself, so the two edges and the top. So then you have raw wood facing the moistest, wettest part straight down.
Yeah.
So when the moisture migrates up, it gets in that wood and it cannot escape, because now you have a paint or a coating over top of it. So we don't like the coatings. We don't like the solid stains. We don't like painting, because once you do, all you're asking is for more maintenance, and it'll definitely, you know, get destroyed quicker. So a good Trex deck, steel decks, and a penetrating stain, if you have wood, a penetrating stain is everything.
And we talked about using higher quality treated wood, too, throughout the entire wood
yes.
portion of the deck. That is so critical. It's interesting because a buddy of ours, Bob, used to be our Michigan lumber guy, but he moved over. I think he's in New Lothrop now. And if you're listening, Bob, feel free to correct me. But what we called the typical treated lumber was CCA lumber, chromium, copper, arsenate. And that was the original stuff
right.
that they used. But they quit making it for a lot of playground equipment and whatnot, and quit allowing us to use it because kids would eat it. It's like if they eat it, they die. And then they replaced it with a material that if kids eat, they'll still die, you know, which makes no sense.
You know what I found unusual recently? We were with a couple guys from a lumber yard, and I asked them, I said, tell me the difference between the quality of your lumber and the quality lumber at a big box store. They did not give me the answer that I was thinking it would. They didn't talk grades at all. They basically told me it was the same thing, which I was very surprised at. I was very surprised at.
I guess it depends. I'd have to look.
Depends on the lumber yard.
It really does. And part of that is what you specify. What do you want to buy? A lot of people don't even know what they want to buy. And another thing is the number of turns that a company does with its product. If you were looking at the typical contractor's lumberyard, I'll go back to the old Wicks lumberyards because they don't even exist.
Churches was a big contractor's lumberyard.
And I think churches still exist, don't they?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well,
but that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, we're in that season where you've got ants and bugs and critters coming into your house and crawling all around it, and you don't like that, and you want to get rid of them.
Well, I just talk about those decks, and if you have one of those decks that hold those moistures, chances are you've got a lot of those creepy crawlies underneath there. And when they find a hole in your house, they're going to come in the hole, whether it's critters or it's mice. No matter what it is, if you want to get rid of the creepy crawlies, we have a great company, a great trusted team partner, the Inside Outside Guys, ROVE. That's Rove Pest Control.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS or 800-859-0957. We have a caller.
Nope.
Don't we?
Very impatient caller. He already hung up.
I don't blame him, to be honest. That could be tough. That can be tough. You make the call.
He's on for 3 minutes. He waited for 3 minutes and he hung up. That's a little bit too impatient. We'll be here for you if you want to give us a call. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Kind of talking about decks and how to make sure you stain them right. I mean, anybody. And I don't care if, you know, someone like John McFarlane. He's a younger guy. He has four kids. We always say when you get to be a certain age, you don't want to have maintenance. Well, I'm sure John doesn't want to have maintenance, and he's a lot younger than we are because he'd rather take that time.
Life is too busy.
Spend it with his kids, absolutely. So make sure you do, you know, do the right research, get the right material. But we haven't mentioned inspecting that deck first, Chuck. I mean, it's pretty simple to inspect a deck for safety, isn't it?
We do tend to do at least one article a year on that.
Yeah.
It is. There's several things we tell people to look at.
Yeah. But a small Phillips screwdriver is really, maybe a flashlight, just to go around wherever two pieces of wood are touching each other, where they're fastened together, where it's touching the house, just to see if anything's rotting, where an actual fastener goes in some of the big bolts. Just take that screwdriver, touch around those areas, see if it's punky, see if it's rotten. Doesn't mean you need a new deck. Because, Chuck, would you agree with the statement? Most decks, the frame will last a couple of deckings, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So mine's doing that. I took my deck apart, kept the frame, going to put new decking on.
Yep.
And that's what, over time, if you got a deck frame that'll last you 60 years, you're probably going to have to put two lids on top of that.
Yeah, two walking surfaces on it. Right. And if you put a good composite on it, you may not even have to do that, assuming everything's done correctly and maintained properly. Fasteners, high-quality fasteners are critical, whether they be double-coated zinc or stainless. But if you've got fasteners that are rusty, that could be an indicator that you've got joints that are going to fail.
You know, me redoing the deck I'm doing, I had to double up on the joists. And I went to my local hardware store and grabbed the thing of screws. I looked at them. I saw that they were the hex head I wanted. I saw that they said zinc. And I grabbed them. Went home and it said interior deck screws. And I looked and I went, not deck screws, interior screws. And I'm thinking, zinc dip for interior?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But it was. Trust me, it was. It said zinc dip for interior. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't, you know what? I didn't take a chance.
And zinc can be brittle too.
You're right.
Anymore. I love bolts. I love a good stainless steel bolt. Now, they're not cheap.
Right.
But if it's bolted, then I know I can tighten that up next year and the year after and the year after that, you know, and it's never going to fail on me. It's never going to degrade.
Well, when you say it's safe, I mean, people put decks together with a regular nail, a twisted nail, a
Ardex.
Screw, or a bolt. Screws are always going to be a stronger product than any nail out there.
If they're properly specced and installed.
Right.
Because people, again, for instance, using a standard, just a single zinc-coated piece of material on a new treated wood, that will eat that right up. I mean, literally, it'll decay and disappear. Within a few years, it won't exist anymore. Think about that.
And that could be a
mistake. That's a new material that's child safe, supposedly.
And that's a mistake people putting it on won't even think twice about.
No.
You know, it's a fastener. They see a fastener, they put it on, but they could have some big problems. Just a little mistake. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's go to Ray Township and talk to Doug. Good morning, Doug. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I don't want to say a simple problem, but a skylight on a very steep pitch roof. In heavy, heavy rain, it leaks. And I'm really looking for somebody to kind of take a look at it.
So, do you know, how steep did you say your roof was, first of all?
Oh, it's about an 8-to-1 pitch.
Okay. That's a good slope. And then where does the skylight leak? Does it leak around the – is it an operable skylight or is it fixed? Does it open?
No, it's fixed, and it appears to be just coming out of the corner, which to me indicates it's not a roof leak around the skylight, because that would tend to run on the interior ceiling. So there's not a flat ceiling inside. The ceiling inside is pitched the same as the roof. So it's got about a 12-inch space between the roof and the skylight.
Sure. Sure, that makes sense.
Well, the insulation.
Okay, well, we have a company that specializes in these repairs. It's Kanga Rough. Do you have a pen handy?
I do.
586-566-0308, and they're out in your area. And if you give them a call, I'm sure they'll send someone out.
It's called Kanga, K-A-N-G-A?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Great. Hey, thanks for the help, and thanks for your show.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Thanks for saying that. We appreciate it. Say hi to Bill Burkhart Jr. when you call Kanga. Yeah. Good guy. You've heard him on the show.
Sure. Sure. Good company.
Okay. I will do.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, Kanga has a division strictly dedicated to repairs. And it's funny because not a lot of roofing companies have that because they want to sell you a new one, but we have a couple good companies that have those divisions.
Yeah, and that would be one of our criteria. If you look at a roofing company, do they have a truck or two dedicated strictly to service work?
Right.
And Kanga also does commercial roofs.
They do a lot of flat commercial roofs.
Yeah.
They are experts at it, yes.
So, you know, we like them. If you're a building owner, a business owner, and you have a flat roof, what we call a flat roof, Kanga is a great resource for you.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. Taking your phone calls again, 888, phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897, or the 800 number, 859-0957.
You were talking about a deck inspection, and of course there are several things to look at. We mentioned a couple of them, but one of the things that got you going on your project was the railings.
Yes. Yeah, the railings are where a lot of injuries happen. People walk over to it. They expect them to hold their weight, and they don't.
So you told a story about a bunch of people being on yours.
Oh, yeah, years ago. You know, when we moved into our house, we knew we had projects. And we had, you know, a plan to get so many projects done every year. And it's been 7 years we moved in there, and this year's the deck.
If you own a house, you're never done.
You really are. I don't care how new the house is.
I don't either.
But yeah, them walking over to those railings and leaning over. If you're going to go walk on a railing or lean on a railing, first just take it and shake it a little bit and see if it's loose at all.
Stable. I do that in a hotel. I do it everywhere I go where there's a railing and I can fall.
You're right. Excuse me. But the problem with some of the railings, especially the DIY railings, is they're not done right.
They're not anchored properly into the frame. And a good company is going to make sure the rails are secured into the frame. And in the code, they say they've got to withstand a specific load against them. But we are big believers that even the code minimum isn't enough because it's scary. If a railing collapsed, because what does that might do? Your story was that five people showed up and they all walk out to the farthest edge of the deck against a railing.
And the two most dangerous parts on that deck are the railing and the ledger. And if either one of those failed, those people would be in trouble. And so would I as a whole.
Well, yeah, now you got to explain, though, what the ledger is.
Right. We'll do that when we get back and break. Right? And we just mentioned a company that specializes in flat roofs, industrial roofs. There's a lot of people out there listening that owns their own company, owns their own buildings. And if you know your flat roof needs help, even if you own a house that has a flat roof, Kanga Roof can help, whether it's a whole new roof or a repair. If you need a new roof, make sure you contact Kanga Roof.
Welcome back, everybody. And if we don't complete the deck inspection checklist today, we'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's also going to be 3 hours, right? We're going to be at Amnesty from 12 to 1 tomorrow?
Yes. Yep. We're going to talk to Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning tomorrow from 12 to 1. Today, we're going to be at Oak Electric in our bonus hour / education hour. People definitely want to stick around for that.
That'll be a lot of fun. Phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS or 800-859-0957.
Let's talk to Larry in Pontiac. Good morning, Larry. You're on with the guys.
Hi. I was listening to your show this morning, and you was talking about the decks and whatnot. Well, I had to replace the boards on mine. I've got what's called a floating deck. I guess you know what that is.
Sure.
You know, where it's ground contact 4x4 womanized. Well, I put it in 20 years ago, I guess it was. Well, the boards, needless to say, over the years was ready to be replaced. So I went out to Menards and bought all clear this time, 5'4", 8-footers. And I was looking around while I was writing up the order, and they got what they, I didn't hear you guys mention it. It's called deck flashing. So I bought two rolls of it because they're 75 feet in a roll. And anyways, your screws go into through the 5'4"s into the 4x4, water will go straight on down, but that membrane, that rubberized membrane where the screw goes through it, it seals tight around it and prevents that. They also make it for to use on rafters too for that purpose. And I was just wondering why you guys never mentioned that.
Actually, that has been discussed in our articles that we write every year. For the sake of other listeners, we're talking about what looks like rolled rubber, and sometimes it's adhesive on one side, and you can put it right over the floor joists, the deck joists, and then put your decking on top of that. And like you said, when you put a screw through it,
so it's not wood on
fastener,
wood.
Right? Yeah, it's not wood on wood. And when you put a fastener through it, it self-seals. They use a similar product on roofs, Victor's, yeah. And Kearns and Pro-Home. And what it does, the intention there is that you will not have wood on wood. You'll not have moisture sticking, in that joint between the deck on top and the floor joist, the deck joist on the bottom, because you'll have a little, it's almost like a roof over the top of the joist.
Sure.
And it'll preserve and protect that joist.
Little things
for decades.
It's a little thing, but it makes a big difference.
I agree with you. We used to use aluminum flashing for that because the synthetic rubbers didn't even exist when I got started.
Right.
So we would cut long strips of aluminum and put those over the top of the deck, and they work well. We appreciate that you brought that up to us, Larry.
All right, let's stick with the phones. Let's talk. Oh, you still there, Larry? Go ahead, buddy.
Well, no, I just was wondering why you hadn't mentioned it. But, hey, I do appreciate it, and I love listening to your show. And you guys have a good day, and thanks for all of the helpful information you put out there.
God bless you, Larry. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hey, let's talk to Tim in Highland. Good morning, Tim. You're on with the guys.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to pick your brains on the roofing materials. I have a roofing problem. And so the house we built in started October 2015. We moved in March of 2017. And right now at this point, we've noticed that the roof shingles are lifting, and it looks like it's creating a valley across the from the north end to the south end, along the great room on the west side and the east side. And then there's some valley or lifting roofs or lifting shingles up the valley on the west side and then on the north side and south side. So why do these shingles lift?
Wow.
And it's over an area. The great room has 10-inch thick sit panels where this is happening. So there is no ventilation. It was all sealed up, that, to my knowledge, that the carpenter did. And we're just kind of curious, why do those shingles lift like that?
They lift because of heat and moisture coming from underneath. And I know you said you got a 10-inch structural insulated panel that is your roof deck. So theoretically, that's called a hot roof. Theoretically, you shouldn't have any moisture working up through that sip. And you shouldn't have that issue, but they curl for the same reason a piece of wood left in the grass will curl.
Boy,
because you've got moisture underneath it.
I'm not. Yeah, this isn't good at all. I would get somebody out. Do you know what kind of shingles they are? Who makes them?
Yeah, there are a certain Seed Landmark series. It's I'm not sure if you're familiar with.
Yeah, we're very, very.
It's a good shingle.
It's a very good shingle. I would probably try to get.
I wasn't sure if maybe that there was a possibility that the builder may not have put down the material correctly. They use tar paper as the primary, and then they shingled over.
I have no problem with tar paper. I really don't. I mean, I know it's old school and all that stuff, but that again. Those shingles curl because of heat and moisture from underneath. I would probably talk to my retail installer, whoever the roofing company was, and the manufacturer, and have them give me a professional written opinion.
Everything in writing. Yeah, I would start my first question, sending it to them in email, get everything in writing, because the problem you're going to run into is there's no way what's going on in with your shingle right now is the fault of the shingles. And the shingle company is going to warranty the shingles if it's a shingle issue. So I would get in front of this right away, and there still may be time to repair it. But if you took the shingles off, put new shingles on tomorrow, you're going to have the same problem in a couple of years. So you've got to find out what the actual issue is.
Okay. Because I've already been looking on the manufacturer of the shingles website to see what I need to do before they'll come out and do an inspection on their own.
And I mean, it's 8 years old. They'll come out and look if you call them. I'd be shocked if they'd say, we're not going to come out and look at that.
We knew the guy that had that job in this area for years, and if he got a phone call, he'd take care of it.
Yeah, Dan Zernick. He's always going to go look at a roof.
Absolutely. They want to know about this, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I've contacted the builder. The builder is who laid the roof, and they won't come out because they said that they have a limited 3-year warranty. And 3 years is come and gone.
Yeah, and that may be the case. I mean, it may be that they do not have any legal liability in that regard. I guarantee you a manufacturer is going to want to know about this.
Sure.
Ken and I tend to like ventilated roofs in this area, even though I know that hot roofs were the thing, and a lot of people were doing them and swearing. You know, you read magazines, known publications.
R&D on the job site.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. And I've just never been a big believer in it. But what you could have also is your plywood substrate underneath those shingles could start to delaminate and fall apart too. So if you got a moisture issue, you really want to take care of it.
Okay, because I was up on the roof the other night and the other morning taking care of a bat problem that we've got with blocking up the holes. And when I was walking on the roof where the shingles are lifting, I could feel the decking underneath flexing.
Mushy.
And that's a SIP, right? That's an SIP panel?
It's a 10-inch thick SIP panel. And what they did was, because they, you know how they sandwich it with the OSB on either side of it.
Sure.
And then the guys, the roofers just came through and did their job and laid the material and moved on. And so we didn't have any problems. And then we started noticing these weird things on the roof and kept our eye on it. Yeah, they're lifting.
That's so disappointing. How about you have a cathedral ceiling inside that, right?
Yeah, it's 19 foot.
Do you have any fans that can leave on to move the air down off the ceiling? Are you maintaining humidity control in the house?
Yes, we have ceiling fan that runs all the time in the great room. And then we do have air conditioning via a well-connect unit.
Okay.
Well, like we said,
it keeps the humidity. What's that?
We try to get someone out there from Certainty to take a look at it. They're Southeast Michigan rep. We know if you call them or get a hold of them, they're going to want to come out and take a look at this. And you got to find the cause, the main cause of this, before you go any further.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my materials together to be able to have them accept my call, let's put it that way, because they want a few things from me before they'll even talk to me. All righty. Well,
like
I
what?
Appreciate
well,
it.
Well, take tip. Well, hold on. While you're, what do they want from you?
Oh, they want proof of ownership. They want to know the date of purchase and the date of application.
Well, that's all fair.
It's just simple stuff, but I don't the date of purchase and the date of application I don't have because the builder bought the materials, so I didn't get a receipt. I went back through my draws to see if there was a description, and there's no description. It just says draw.
Yeah. Any idea what where he purchased them from, though? I mean, that should be an easy thing, and he shouldn't care if you know if they came from Acme Supply or whoever. I mean,
yeah, I thought that maybe they came out. I thought there was a CertainTeed seller out near Sterling Heights. I could be wrong. Roseville, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's on Grossbeck Road. I believe that's ABC.
Wow, you're right.
It's on Grossbeck Road.
You're
there.
Right.
And that may be who you want to talk to.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pull through and see what I can get.
Yeah, call them and give them your address. You should be in your computer, their computer system somewhere.
It's going to be a little bit of a time hassle for you, but the supplier would certainly have it documented when they were shipped to you.
Okay. I've also called my rep from the builder company to see if they'll talk to me.
If we can help you, give us an email. We'll kind of hopefully help you through this.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate your call.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I hate that, too.
Gosh,
that's very disheartening.
Yeah. A company we don't get those kind of calls on is a specialty company, right? I mean, if you want a new, that old tub ripped out and a beautiful new shower or jacuzzi whirlpool tub installed, they'll do it for you and do it well.
They'll not only do it for your house, but they'll do it for one of the biggest buildings in the city of Detroit, whether it's commercial or residential. You need some major plumbing work or minor plumbing work, call Shelby Mechanical.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. We appreciate you sharing this time with us. And I want to remind you that from 12 to 1, we will be at the Oak Electric Grand Opening, which is a really great company, a great location, great facility, great people.
Boy, they're growing, aren't they? It's a successful, successful company. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We got a few minutes to get your phone calls in. Let's talk to David from Jackson. Good morning, David. You're on with the guys.
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
Talk. It's even it's even Dave can do it in Jackson.
Okay.
So back to the decking. I couldn't get on earlier because I had a guy who was dropping off some equipment. Anyways.
Sure.
So a traditional wood deck. It's all treated lumber, basically. I guess a couple of things I've had problems with over the years is, one, pre-drill the screws, and also, how do you stain it or treat it with a coating? How long before it has to dry as such? In other words, the pressure treating has to cure.
In other words, once you put the womanized down, how long should you wait before you stain it?
Yes.
Good question. At least a season.
Yeah. You know what? This kind of goes back to something we were talking about earlier. How often does the inventory flip in the place you're buying it? How do they store it?
You're right.
Because a lot of times what you're getting is water-saturated treated lumber that maybe sat outside and absorbed a lot of water. And we would want that water out of it after you put it down. It'll shrink a bunch, too. Actually, we used to lay that edge to edge knowing that within a year there would be a 5/8 or 4/8 gap between boards. It would shrink so much.
And that was my secondary question about, do you bore out before you put the screws in, allowing for that so it at least has a good setting and also the cracking on top of those screws. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, big believer, because when we mentioned fasteners earlier and screws, we mentioned putting them in properly. A lot of people just think you just push a drill on top of the screw and drive it through the wood. Theoretically, that board should have a hole drilled in it for each screw that is the shank size of the screw. So you're not threading through the board. You're threading only into the deck. You're securing it to down below. And if you're going to do it properly, that's the way to do it properly and to prevent that splitting and cracking around the hole on top. And, of course, the screw not doing its job.
Right.
But a screw should act like a clamp. You know, that's why the head is wider. It should suck the head of the screw against whatever you're fastening it to. In this case, the deck joist, if that makes any sense.
Sure does.
So, yes, you should pre-drill every hole in each deck board before you push a screw. You should be able to just push the screw through it then and then, screw it down. And Ken's advice, and I agree, if it's water saturated, you're going to want to let it cure for a season generally before you stain it.
I mean, if you put it in April, you can probably stain it in September.
Yeah.
But you want it to get very dry. I tell you, we've all lifted the womanize you're talking about, Chuck. It is so heavy. And then your hands.
Break my back.
Oh, I'm too old to do that anymore. Yeah, it used to be. Yeah, there's boards I can't lift today that we used to tote around that would lose a third of their weight, you know, in a season.
Well, listen, you guys will be on tomorrow. I've got a couple other questions, and I know you're short on time today, but definitely thanks for that advice. Thanks.
You're welcome, David. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling back.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it very much.
We greatly appreciate it. It's an interesting question, and it's funny. It's one of those little nuances about the difference between do-it-yourselfer that doesn't really know what they're doing.
Yes.
And a professional that does it every day, and it's going to have to warranty that work 2 years from now, five years from now.
Right. The one who does it every day, he knows all the little tricks of the trades. He knows the way to get it by because there's probably nothing on that job or that deck on your deck that he hasn't seen anywhere else. So they're used to doing it every day and getting it done right. I want to remind people to stick around again between noon and 1 as we're going to run over to Oak Electric for their grand opening special. Great company, a lot of very, very good people. And you talk about organized, Chuck. You talk about being on the ball.
Oh.
This company is on the ball.
They have to be to do the volume of work that they do as well as they do it.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
100%.
It's crazy. We got an email from one of our listeners. We were talking earlier about a caller had mentioned total harmonic distortion, Mike from Rochester, in generators.
God bless you, Mike. That would never even enter my wheelhouse, but
yeah,
it's his career.
And it's one of those things we've talked about in years gone by. But our listener, Bob, talks about – I'm surprised Bruce didn't call us too, and Danny Zennenberg and a few other electricians out there, Mike Bratcher, if he's listening, about the idea of voltage. Voltage tends to be a real big issue with those motors if you don't have proper voltage to them. I remember asking Pat Kelly about dirty electricity versus clean electricity, and he said that isn't near the issue that people make it out to be in most cases. He said you might have a computer that's more sensitive to the harmonic distortion, the dirty electricity, you know, than your old refrigerator or garage freezer is.
Right,
but
right.
Voltage drops where a motor or a compressor is trying to start and it doesn't have enough power behind the electricity. It's straining to start and then run with not enough pressure in the line.
So analogy is a car with no battery?
Well, a car with no battery isn't even going to begin to move.
I'm saying turning over, taking a long time to take home, really struggling to start, it's going to wear out sooner.
Oh, it'll definitely. It's like your analogy with a hose that you use a lot. The pressure in the water line is like the voltage in an electrical line. It is pressure. It's electric pressure pushing the electricity through the line. And certain motors need certain voltage to start.
Sure.
You know, the capacitor starts on the air conditioners that are all going to heck. We're getting all these emails.
You're right.
My air conditioner is fine, except it won't start. It won't run. Well, it's a capacitor. It needs that voltage to get that motor going. And Bob makes the point, and we agree with him, that adequate voltage is a big issue, and people should be generally more concerned about that, generally, than they are about what we call dirty electricity.
Right. So if you need any of this stuff, you've heard that you've had a great show here for the last hour. If you need anything for your home during the week, Inside Outside Guys are not here during the week, but we are at theinsideoutsideguys.com. You can listen to old shows. You can listen to the show we're about to do here in just a few minutes and our archives page as well.
Want to remind people, you know, pretty soon the kids are going to be going back to school. It means dedicating less time to keeping them busy and more time to caring for your home, right? So schedule a time for Foundation Systems of Michigan's trained and certified field inspectors. Stop by and check out any foundation issues you might have.
You got it. We had a great email. Someone that was very happy that we referred Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning to them. And tomorrow's show between noon and 1 is going to be featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. We have great information at the Inside Outside Guys here on WJR. Whatever you need for your home, and I mean whatever you need, whether it's just some advice or you're building a new home, theinsideoutsideguys.com, you'll get your answer. Send us an email. Again, stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys as we feature our good friends from Oak Electric. Oh, yeah. And if you want your house clean, and we mean clean, you want to check out our good friends at Chet's Cleaning.